Chapter 11. The Indomitable. "It's hopeless," Whedon Scott confessed. He and Matt looked at White Fang at the end of his chain, snarling, ferocious, trying to get at the sled dogs. The sled dogs had soon learned to leave White Fang alone. "It's a wolf, and there's no taming it."
"Oh, I don't know about that," Matt objected. "There might be a lot of dog in him, for all you can tell. But there's one thing I know for sure. Wolf or dog, he's been tamed already, and he's worn a harness. Do you see those marks across his chest?"
"You're right, Matt. He was a sled dog before Beauty Smith got hold of him. But we've had him 2 weeks now, and if anything, he's wilder than ever," Scott said in despair.
"Give him a chance," Matt advised. "Turn him loose for a while."
Scott watched in disbelief as Matt walked over to White Fang with a club in his hand. White Fang snarled threateningly, but did not dare to attack the man while the club was in his hand. Matt took off the chain that tied White Fang and stepped back. White Fang could hardly believe that he was free. Many months had passed since Beauty Smith had become his master, and in all that time, the only moments of freedom he had known were when he was set loose to fight with other dogs. Immediately after such fights, he had always been imprisoned again. He did not understand what to make of it. He walked slowly and cautiously, not knowing what to do. He walked carefully to the corner of the cabin where the two men lived. Nothing happened. He came back again, paused a few meters away, and watched the two men intently.
"Won't he run away?"
his new owner asked. Matt shrugged his shoulders.
"We've got to take a gamble. It's the only way to find out."
"Poor thing," Scott murmured in pity.
"What he needs is some show of human kindness," he added as he walked into the cabin.
He came out with a piece of meat, which he threw to White Fang. White Fang sprang back from it and from a distance studied it suspiciously. Suddenly, one of the other dogs made a leap for the meat. The moment his jaws closed on it, White Fang struck him and he was overthrown. The snow turned red from the blood coming from the dog's throat. Matt ran into the cabin and came out with a rifle. White Fang began to snarl.
"Wait," shouted Scott. "Look at him. He knows the meaning of guns as well as you do. He's got intelligence, and we've got to give that intelligence a chance. Put away the gun."
Matt agreed. White Fang had quietened down and had stopped snarling. Matt reached for the rifle again, and at the same moment, White Fang snarled. Matt stepped away from the rifle, and the snarling stopped.
"Now, just for fun," Matt said.
He took the rifle and began to raise it slowly to his shoulder. White Fang's snarling began again, but the moment before the rifle came level with him, he leaped sideways behind the corner of the cabin. Matt put the rifle down, then turned and looked at his employer.
"I agree with you, Mr. Scott. That dog's too intelligent to kill."